It's Monday, November 23rd, 2009. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head.
Only you will hear it without disturbing others.
It's a bi-weekly music podcast featuring songs and bands I think you might have missed. My name's Daniel.
When you've had a busy day full of problems, you can retire and listen in the dark.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
It's a great way to finish the day.
What a fantastic song. That was called Up, Up, Up. It's by a band called Givers. They're from Lafayette, Louisiana, and they have a debut EP self-titled Givers. which just came out very recently and is excellent. If you like that song, you're definitely going to want to pick up the EP. It's not very much money. It's like 5 tracks, and they're all great. So that song in particular was very strong, and, you know, sounds a little bit like Vampire Weekend, which, hey, that's cool. I get it. You know, Vampire Weekend comes out, has a huge success with their sound, and other bands are like, hey, we can do that too. And I welcome it, because I love Vampire Weekend enough that I can appreciate the Coattail Riders, you know? And that's what I would maybe say Givers. They're a little different. I mean, you're not going to hear it and be like, wait, is this Vampire Weekend? They're clearly, you know, a different band, but pretty similar sound, and I like it a lot. Speaking of Vampire Weekend, how about a song by them? I should mention, this whole episode, I'm only going to play one song by each band. It's kind of a catch-up. I realize that it's about to be the end of the year. I've got a Christmas episode next, and then another episode, and that's it for this season, the 6th season of The Sounds of My Head. So I figured I would kind of cram a bunch of stuff in here that I haven't been getting to. And so it's just a single track by each band, and hopefully that's enough to make you know if you should pick it up or not. In the case of Givers, you should. But anyway, like I was saying, back to Vampire Weekend. They've got a new album coming out not too long from now in late January called Contra, and they've released a couple tracks from it to date. The first was Horchata, which we heard a few weeks back, and now they've released an EP called Cousins. And this song's a little different sounding from normal Vampire Weekend, and I was a little like standoffish at first, but I watched the video. The video just came out recently, and man, it's a great video. It's so fun, and it's a great song, actually. So I'm into this song, even if it's a little different from normal Vampire Weekend. So check it out. This song's called Cousins. It's from their Cousins EP, and it's quite good. It'll be on the forthcoming Contra album as well, but here it is on The Sounds of My Head. That was a band called Fool's Gold. They're from California. You would be forgiven if you thought it was Afropop, because they're trying very hard to sound like Afropop in sort of the same way that Nomo is, and I think they're very successful, and I thought I'd put them on after the Vampire Weekend and the Givers, just because all those are like, you know, American indie rock bands that have a little bit of an Afropop flair to them, so it made sense. But Fool's Gold, that song was called Surprise Hotel, and I admit I shortened it a little bit because it's a long track, as are most of the songs on that album, pretty long. And, you know, sticking with the traditional, you know, kind of Nigerian sound that they're going for. And I appreciate that, but I wanted to keep it short, so I trimmed it a little bit. There was a logical point at which I just cut it off. So anyway, great song, Surprise Hotel, very good. It's from their self-titled debut, Fool's Gold. So if you liked it, check out the whole album, because it all is a lot like that and pretty darn good. Okay, up next from Sheffield, England, a band called Slow Club. They're pretty great. They do some duets. Most of it is kind of slow, but we're going to hear a fast song because I like those better. And this song is called Giving Up on Love, and it is awesome. You're going to love it. It's from their album, Yeah So, which is very easy to find. You can get it anywhere you can get music. Look for links to everything I talk about on the Sounds of My Head website at thesoundsofmyhead.com. And right now, enjoy Slow Club and Giving Up on Love.
York City. Do you like my clothes? I'm talking to my tape recorder, walking down the road. But on Friday night I'm purified. Now my feet don't touch the floor. When the rubber meets the road, in between my toes. Every day is fucking perfect. It's a paradise. Watch my life like it's a movie. Had to watch it twice. A boy looks at a girl, and a girl looks like a pony. She gallops all day long, in between my toes. And every night she's purified. She don't do that dance no more. Where the rubber meets the road, in between my toes.
I'm skanking on a dance floor. I'm drunk off that Hennessy, I ain't sober. I don't mix with Coca-Cola or soda. But right now I'm on a roller. I take a look over my shoulder, and I see this sexy thing. I think it's time to work my way over. So I shuffle on my heels and I bounce on my toes. I'm crazy and she knows. Still it's all good, I suppose. So she didn't complain, she backed it up. So I got behind her and I lapped it up. Then we danced all night till the sun came up. Then I took her to my yard and I wrapped it up.
A member of the Juju Nation down in New Orleans. You don't need an application if you move your feet.
Song before the song you just heard was Soko and Mariana. Soko's from France, Mariana's from Brazil. They got together and did that song called Mum, and I love it. I downloaded it off a blog Lane recommended to me a few weeks back, and great song. I've been enjoying it, but it's not really going to be released properly, I don't think, so you might as well just download it off the blogs while you can. It's a great song. Okay, the song you just heard was the BPA, otherwise known as the Brighton Port Authority, otherwise known as Norman Cook, who is, of course, otherwise known as Fatboy Slim, among other aliases. We heard the song Toe Jam, which featured David Byrne and Dizzy Rascal. And David Byrne, very good there. I'm a big fan of David Byrne. I just saw him recently, along with the New York City Department of Transportation head, talking about bikes and livable cities and stuff. He's such an awesome guy. He's a new book out, so big fan of David Byrne. But anyway, so that's why I put that specific song on. But it's a great album in general. It's got some really good standout tracks on it. It's from an album called I Think We're Gonna Need a Bigger Boat, which you can pick up all over the place. Okay, up next, Yeasayer from Brooklyn, New York. They've got a new EP, which precedes their forthcoming new album, which comes out, mid-December, January? Anyway, Yeasayer, we're going to hear Ambling Alp. It's the first single released from their forthcoming album. Check it out, Yeasayer and Ambling Alp, right now on The Sounds of My Head.
But if I've learned one thing, it's had to on my own. Oh, Mashmalik was a formidable foe. Ambling up was too, at least that's what I'm told. But if you learn one thing, you've learned it well in June. You must give fascists hell, they'll run, but they can't hide. You must stick up the south side. Never mind what anybody else done. Stick up the south side. Never mind what anybody else done. Stick up the south side. Never mind what anybody else done. Stick up the south side.
And it seems it keeps you hanging on me. Don't know why I even read it. It's one big question. I don't know why I must repeat it. Maybe I care a little. Perhaps I'm ashamed of the story I told. But she was so eager. Is it so bad for me to say it? What you wanna hear? Another letter from home. I don't know why I even read it. It's one big question. Don't know why I must repeat it. Another letter from home. I don't know why I even read it.
Sun is smiling. Big up, big up, big up. Big up.
I love that song. But before it, two songs ago, we heard The Shins with It's Okay, Try Again from a children's album called Yo Gabba Gabba, which I got in eMusic and is terrible. It's just an unlistenably bad children's record, the most awful children's crap music. The only way a parent could listen to this, like a grown-up, is by like looking at their child's face smiling and being like, oh, I like that it makes my kid happy. I'm willing to suffer through it because it is horrible. Like, it's so bad. I actually delete it. I never delete anything from iTunes. But I deleted every song on this compilation that I paid for, other than, you know, the ones like by The Shins and a few other bands who are on there as well who do some decent songs. But it's mostly like this kid's music, which is just horrible. So anyway, watch out for the album. If you do get it, you should get it on Amazon. It's $5 for the whole album, which you can delete, you know, 90% of and not feel too bad about it because it was like a $5 EP. Okay, anyway, so that was The Shins. It's Okay, Try Again. Nice little quickie song there. Then we heard The National with the song Ashamed of the Story I Told from a compilation called Chow My Shining Star, the songs of Mark McCulley. And Mark McCulley, he's the guy from Polaris. Do you remember the band Polaris? He had sort of a tragedy in the family and a bunch of bands got together and made a tribute for him. The National is among them. I think The National is probably the best song on there, but it's a decent album. So if you like that, look into the whole thing. You get it all over the place. And then the thing we just heard, of course, was Shonen Knife. Unmistakably Shonen Knife with the song called Barbecue Party, which is from their brand new album Supergroup, which is a great record. It's exactly like every other Shonen Knife album, really, and fantastic. I love Barbecue Party. It's a great song. And I just saw Shonen Knife like last week and was blown away by how just incredibly adorable they are. It's like, you know, the Ramones if the Ramones were cute little Japanese girls. And it was a great, great show. And there were very few people at it, which I was kind of offended by because it was such a great show. I couldn't believe more people weren't there. But anyway, okay, finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head, Kings of Convenience from Norway. They've got a brand new album out called Declaration of Dependence, and we're going to hear a song off of it called Mrs. Cold, which is very good. It's exactly like everything else by the Kings of Convenience. So if you like it, you should definitely check out the album. So here it is, without further ado, Mrs. Cold by Kings of Convenience, finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head.
Hey baby, Mrs. Cole, acting so tough, didn't know you had any to be hurt at all. You waited too long, you should have hooked me before I put my raincoat on. Okay, I get it, okay, I see, you were fronting because you knew you'd find yourself vulnerable around me. Okay, I get it. Okay, I see. You feel vulnerable around me. Hey baby, what's going on? You lost control and you lost your tongue. You lost me, deaf in my ear. Nothing you can say is gonna change the way I feel. Okay, I get it. Okay, I see. You were fronting because you knew you'd find yourself vulnerable around me. Okay, I get it. Okay, I see. I stepped too close to your boundaries. You wanted nobody around to see. You feel vulnerable around. What is love? And what's just a game? We're both playing and we can't get enough of. We're both playing and we can't get enough of.
can't get enough of.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds of My Head. The music I talked over this week was Hotsy Totsy by Heinz Keisling. I also talked over Derby Day by Werner Tautz and On Your Bike and Coconut Shy, also by Heinz Keisling. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen and tune in again in 2 weeks on December 7th for an all-new special all-Christmas music episode of The Sounds of My Head.